The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
After 45 years as a public representative, starting in Westport Town Council, then Mayo County Council, 30 years in Doyle Éireann, including a term as a minister, Michael Ring has decided to retire. Michael, thank you very much for joining us. I'm almost surprised to hear the news, even though there's been lots of speculation about it. I thought you were absolutely married to the job of being a public representative.
Well, that's the problem, Matt. I was 45 years at it, and you're quite correct. I loved politics. I gave it everything. But I gave a commitment to my family that the last election would be my last election. And I'm at it for 45 years. My kids grew up with politics, and I gave it everything. I mean, I was on the town council, the county council, and the Dáil all together when I was younger. I used to go to the county council meetings on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday in the Dáil, and back Thursday night for the town council meetings, and then the dual mandate came in. But I had left the town council before that, but I think it was about 23 years on the town council, 19 years in the county council, and I was 30 years in the Dáil. And I was lucky. Look, at I got three ministries. I was minister for state twice, and then I was minister for state for nearly 6 years, and I got the cabinet post, which I was very honoured to get. And look, at I had a good career. There was people in politics for longer than I was, and never got a day as a junior minister or a senior minister. So look, at I had a good career. I thought about it. It's very hard. I mean, it's an emotional day for me. I really found it very hard to make the decision, and when I talk about it and think about it, I don't know what I'm going to do next week or next month. Well, I'll be working away in the Dáil till the election is over. When the election is over, I really don't know what I'm going to do with myself, because all my life I've been involved in politics, public meetings, clinics, up and down to Dublin. But there comes a time, Matt, I don't mind saying it, I'm 70 years of age. Did I want to be there for another 5 years? No, I thought about it, but I would, and I'm saying this, what made it easier for me was I was worried last March. Fine Gael had done badly in the local elections and the European elections. I wouldn't have walked away. But I'm saying this to you. I'm so proud of Simon Harris, and if it came to the leadership contest, I wouldn't have voted for him. I'd have voted for Pascal Donohoe. But I'm so proud to Simon Harris. He has done a tremendous job. He has lifted the Fine Gael party, but he has also lifted the government. We had a good local elections, a good European election, and I think we have lots of young candidates. I think we have 26 conventions dealt with now. We have lots of young candidates from all over the country, and it's like a football team. You know, you have to rebuild at some stage. Fine Gael are now rebuilding, and we have lots of young men and women that are prepared to go out there and fight for Fine Gael and fight for the country.
Okay, enough of the party political broadcast, Michael. I'll indulge you in that to an extent. Was it worth it all to you, though, to have spent that long in politics?
Every single day, Matt, I ever enjoyed every single day. And I'll say this to you now, and I don't like to talk because I get emotional if I do. I never saw anything like today. I was on the local radio this morning. The phone's jammed up there. There's emails, faxes, not faxes, but texts coming in. My phone is jammed. I think I have about 200 messages here between all. WhatsApp, everything, they're all coming in. And it's amazing, you know, people. And I'm saying this, and I don't, and I'm not being political when I say this. The amount of people that, you know, that I've come across in the last 45 years, some of them now have passed, and their families are now supporters of mine. But it's not that. The amount of people today that email me, text me, rang me, and, you know, give me messages of times that I was there to assist them in their lowest hour, in their hardest hour, and I was there for them, and I've forgotten about it, but they didn't. So look, at politics, I always liked it, it was good. But I will say this, Matt, and I'll say it on your programme today, and I hope that your programme at some stage will keep the pressure on. Social media has been the greatest scourge in society, not alone for politics, but for everything. It has brought down the tone of everything in this world. And if the world doesn't do something about it, Europe doesn't do something about it, the national governments don't do something about it. When you have a non-controlled media, you have a big problem. That's one thing about your programme. That's one thing about all the media outlets we have, print and local radio and national radio. At least they're controlled. Social media is not controlled, and it can't go on, Matt. It's affecting young people's lives, it's affecting everybody's lives, and it really is probably part of the reason that I've thought about this.
Why are you on social media? I mean, which particular platforms are you on, and what have you experienced on them?
I was on all the platforms till after the general election, and I said to myself, what do I want to be looking at this every day and listen and people? And I give you an example, Matt. I had one guy, and he was giving me a lot of abuse, and I knew who he was, and I was coming out of the church one day in Westwood, and I saw him, and I went straight over. I said, Willie, I want, and I went straight over to him. Now, I said, say to me now what you said to me on social media last week. And I put the hands up. I never heard from him after that. And when they, you know, go on the social media and they go on the Facebook and all these other platforms, they think they can say what they like about you, about me, about anybody. And remember now, what effect is this having on young children, young boys and girls? And I really mean this. God help parents. God help parents that are raising children today. And I watch it every day. Young children glued to their phones, living on their phones. And I have them myself, grandchildren myself, and they're on the phones all the time. And it's going to have a negative effect for society, and we need to do something about it.
In your political career, what achievements do you think you can actually boast of? Because it's been said that you were the ultimate local politician, but you also had to perform on a national level, particularly when you were a minister. So what would you actually think of that you will be able to say, I did that for the people I was representing?
Well, I'll tell you what I did, and I could go on for a long time, I'll just tell you what I did. I set up the Department of Rural and Community Development. I brought in all the schemes on that, the Road Regeneration Scheme, Town and Village Scheme. I supported the shows, the Tidy Towns, the Men's Sheds, the Women's Sheds. When I was Minister for Sport, I set up the Sports Capital Programme. I brought the Wild Atlantic Way, the Gathering, and I could go on and on, but the problem was, Matt, and I mean this this evening, and I mean it, if I was from Dublin, I'd be a hero, but because it was like a bit like in the Kenny when he was Taoiseach, because he was from rural Ireland, people didn't have the same regard for him as if there was a Dublin Taoiseach. So, and I mean that, I mean, I was at the cabinet table, and you can go and go back, and I was 9.5 years a minister, and I was lucky that I got in and got out without any trouble. And I began simply because, I'll tell you why, I had the experience of being a town councillor, a county councillor, a backbencher. I was 17 years a backbencher. I did many portfolios for Fine Gael, but I was very proud of the achievements that I had as a minister. And the Gathering, I remember the Gathering, and people at that time, 2011, I was the one that went in and lobbied for the 9% VAT rate for the hospitality sector, and the Gathering was a wonderful success. But the greatest success of all, and I'll say this today on national radio, the Wild Atlantic Way, an independent assessment done on it a few weeks ago, 35,000 jobs have been created by that initiative in 10 years, and I think that will never go away. And I suppose the success of that was the amount of areas that had a bit of water that wanted to come into that scheme and never allowed it when I was minister. It has been a great success for tourism, for the country, a very simple idea, dealt with by signage. We went out and promoted it, and at the time, Matt, I had people in Tourism Ireland and Falls Ireland saying I was doing too much talk about the Wild Atlantic Way, but I tell you one thing, it has been a great success and I'm very proud.
Okay, and, Michael, yeah. You said, well, the reason we have you on, and we haven't had many of the other 15 or so Fine Gael TDs who are stepping down, is because I would regard you as a champion of rural Ireland and also a champion for Mayo and for your hometown of Westport, and I'm interested that you are looking very much at the national picture at all of the things you to say as your achievements, because I would have thought the main thing for you always was delivering for Mayo and particularly for Westport.
Well, yes, and you asked me the question, what I deliver as a minister. I wanted to outline to you what I done, and I was one I left out, the most important one of all, was broadband. When I was in the cabinet, and I complimentary over Edgar, without his support at the time, because what they wanted to do at that time, they wanted to do parts of the country, bigger towns, bigger areas, and forget about rural Ireland, and the real rural Ireland. And I fought at the cabinet table, and fair play to Richard Bruton when he was there, and Leo, in all fairness to Leo Fredegar, he gave me great support in relation to that, and now it's been rolled out all over the country. Now, not every place has it at the moment, but they will. And the amount of jobs that were created and the amount of people that are working for home because of broadband, that wouldn't have happened if I wasn't Minister for Rural Development at the time, because I laid it on the line that it had to be done in rural Ireland and it needed to be done. Coming back in relation to Mayo, I'm very proud. I think about the Dome. That's the Connacht's GS Centre of Excellence. That wouldn't have happened 2.25 million when I was Minister. The Wildlife in Ballycroy, one of the most beautiful, beautiful national parks in the country. And if ever you have a day, Matt, go down and visit it. Most beautiful, spectacular scenery. I created full-time jobs there. They're all part-time jobs. When I was there, I think I created 8 full-time jobs, and there has been more added. The other thing I did at national level, I secured the 9% VAT rate, as I said to you earlier on. And in relation to Mayo, sporting facilities all over the county. I'm very proud and of all the facilities now. They have all improved. And I was Minister for Sport. The sports capital happened to open for years and years before that. I got that open. The government gave me 5 million and I spent 30. I spent 135 million before I left office in the sports capital.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why we're enjoying our Olympics so far and hopefully enjoying much more of it. Just a final question to you, Michael Ring. Are you surprised though that so many other Fine Gael TDs are stepping down? And do you worry, notwithstanding the local and European election results, that that might inhibit the performance for the party at the forthcoming general election, which we expect in November?
Oh, that's for you now. But you spoke about sport, and I couldn't go without the McSherry girl from Sligo. I have to compliment Mona. It's wonderful, somebody from the west of Ireland. And that was one of the initiatives I did when I was minister. I did two big initiatives. One, I revamped all the swimming pools around the country. They came to me at the time and they said, well, we don't have the money to revamp them. What are we going to do? I set up a scheme. And quickly, the second thing I did when I was Minister for Sport, I set up the Sports Council. I was the one that did that, brought the legislation to the Dáil, the Shannon, set it up. And the one thing I asked for was to get more women involved in sport and people with special needs, and I achieved that. And today, because of the sport facilities around the country, we have many people participating in the Olympic Games and doing well for Ireland. Coming back to the question you asked me, I have to say, Fine Gael, we have a lot of people that are in the Dáil a long time. A lot of people have left the Dáil or are leaving the Dáil because of different reasons. And it comes a time, Matt, there's a lot of people there, people like Charlie Finnegan who made a major contribution, and people like Charlie and myself are of the same vintage. And it comes a time, we can't be there forever, and the Fine Gael party is just like a good football team, like Manchester United, and they need to rebuild, and Liverpool and teams like...
Or Mayo.
And Mayo. Well, Mayo, we're always building. The problem is we're always building.
Alright, listen, I have to leave it there, Michael Ring. There's one listener who says, no wonder he's retiring, he must be exhausted. So look, enjoy your retirement, Michael Ring of Fine Gael. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30.